This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of JSU's Department of Biology, who has a background in forestry. He's here to talk about the amazing world of trees. He's being interviewed by Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, can you tell us about some of the effects of the Easter frost this year?
Sure. In a typical spring transition from winter to spring, frost damage is fairly common on a lot of plants. But the plants that are native to the United States, especially native to the South, have evolved with our climate and usually wait until later to leaf out and flower. And that helps them to avoid any late frost damage. But it's not a guarantee. And if you notice around Jacksonville, plants that aren't native to this area, like wisteria or pecan trees, pecans are, they're not native to Alabama, they're native to the Mississippi Valley. Those trees were hit really hard because they had leafed out totally. And the temperature we experienced prior to the spring frost, the one we had at Easter, were favorable for a resumption of growth. And that warm period lasted for a long time. So that tricked a lot of the plants. There was no way for them to realize what was going to happen. Because if you have longer days with warm temperatures, they're going to start putting on their leaves and flowering. However, a large number of trees and shrubs had their entire canopy hit by frost, and now they look like they're dead. But they're actually not. Most of these plants are going to be fine. They're going to put on new leaves. It's going to take a little while, but it's going to happen. But they're going to have to use stored energy reserves to put on these new leaves. If you have plants that have previously been stressed, they didn't look very healthy, those may be in danger of dying. So you may want to watch those plants. You may want to add some fertilizer to them. Maybe add some water if this dry weather continues so that they will survive. But with most plants, the dead leaves are eventually going to fall off and new ones will be produced.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.